This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom. Pesach is coming, and it's such a beautiful yontif, such an uplifting yontif. What is Pesach? What is the avodah of Pesach? What is the lesson that needs to be taken from Pesach? Every yontif has its message. Every yontif has its avodah. Where a yid who goes through the yontif becomes a bigger and better yid. What is Pesach and what is the avodah of Pesach? Yadua, it's known that Pesach is about emunah. Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah has two parts. There's one part of Emunah to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. Borei, he is the creator of the world. And then there's another part of Emunah, Manhig, that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world to the last detail. Shabbos represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei HaOlam. Sheishas Yomim Asa HaOlam, in 6 days He created the world. Bayoyim Ashvi Shavas, and He rested on the seventh day. Then came Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was to teach us that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Manhig. He runs the world. He's Manhig Es HaOlam. Shabbos, Borei. Pesach, Manhig. What does it mean to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Manhig HaOlam? It's the fundamental of our emunah. It's the fundamental of our Yesodei Hadas. To believe the Ribbono Shel Olam is Borei and Manhig. What does it mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Manhig? And how do we work on getting this emunah of Manhig, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Manhig? Pesach is designated to help us to achieve this emunah in Manhig, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Manhig. Let's talk a little bit about Pesach. We know that Pesach, one of the yesoides of Pesach is Chayrus, freedom. Freedom. When you read the psukim and you sit by the Seder, you think it's about Chayrus, that we left Mitzrayim and we were avodim and now we're free. Chayrus means a lot more than just physical freedom. If you look in the Lashon that we say, in Ma'ariv, Vayoytzias Amo Yisrael Mitoicham L'Chayrus Olam. It doesn't say L'Chayrus, it says L'Chayrus Olam. What does it mean, Chayrus Olam? An everlasting, an Olam forever. What does that mean? There's a lot of discussion in the Mefarshim to explain what Chayrus Olam means. But there's a pshat which I think is so relevant, and it speaks volumes of hashkafa and musr, what it means to have emunah, and what it means to be a yid. Chayrus, let's translate Chayrus, and then we'll better understand what Chayrus Olam means. You know, there's a dichotomy in the Pesach Seder we talk about the Gullus and we talk about the Geula. Parts of it remind us the Gullus and parts remind us the Geula. Marer is the Gullus. Then there's parts which is Cherus, for example, the Dalet Kaisis. It's wine, it's Cherus. But it's interesting that the matzah is both. Halach ma'anyo, the achol avasona ba'ara de mitzrayim. It's the bread of affliction. It's the bread of shibud. And at the same time, it's the lechem, the bread of geula, of redemption. And we eat it be'seva, reclining. Which one is it? Which one? Which of the two is it? Is it the gullus? Or is it the geula? And the answer is, it's both. It's both. How could it be both? How could gullus and geula be entailed in one matzah? How could it be in the cheftza of a matzah? Rabbeisai, let's understand cheirus. What is cheirus? What is freedom? There's a peladika halacha. The Mishnah tells us, afilu oni shebi Yisrael lo yoichal ad sheyosev. The poorest. The Gemara explains, so poor that he has nothing. Lo yoichal, he may not eat ad sheyosev till he does haseva, till he reclines properly. Haseva. Haseva is derech cheirus. It's supposed to bring out that the person is free and he's royal. Kederech Malachim, Cheiris is Kederech Malachim. He's an ani. He's a poor person. What is this? Is a show? What is this? A mock? It's a mockery. He's sitting ani, and yet he has to feel like he's free. Freedom of kingdom. What kind of a king? He's an Oni Shibi Yisrael. And the Mishnah says, Afilu, even Oni Shibi Yisrael. And because I would think that an Oni can't even do a Seva. How could he do a Seva? With what is he doing a Seva? Still, he has a halacha that he needs to do a Seva. Rabbeisai, obviously, we don't really and fully grasp what it means, cheirus. Yes, the Oni on the night of Pesach is able to have a feeling of cheirus, experience cheirus. How? You know, Rabbi, I want to tell you something. I listen for many hours a week to the problems, the tzoras of Klal Yisrael. Very difficult to hear how much suffering, how much fear, how much worry. Parnasa, Shaduchim, children, everyone has in his heart something that afflicts him. Pesach is a lesson in cheirus and emunah. What does that mean? You know, we were avodim in Mitzrayim. Yes. And it was physical labor. But there's more to the avdus. There's more to the avdus than a physical avdus. What was the avdus in Mitzrayim? We start the Haggadah, Avodim Hoyinu Lefaroi B'Mitzrayim. We were Avodim in Mitzrayim. Chazal say that this format that we begin with Avodim Hoyinu is because you have to be Maschil B'Gnus U'Mesayim B'Shvach. We start with something which is not pretty. It's a Gnus. It's something which is not flattering for Klal Yisrael. Now, the question is, why is that not flattering? Avodim hoyinu, we were avodim. It's not our fault we were avodim. How does that portray a default in Klal Yisrael that should be called the Gnus? So maybe we could say that we earned the Avdus. We deserved it. It's somewhat of a punishment. And therefore it's a Gnus. I saw a Moyudik Pshat in the drushes of Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer. Krokivarov, he said, a Moyudik Pshat. He says a person could be in Mitzrayim and yet still be free. A person could be afflicted. A person could be mishubid, yet still be free. Because he's with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And there's nothing that are in his surrounding. And there's nothing around him that captures and takes hold of him. A person could have chayrus in the depth of Mitzrayim. We think chayrus means free, that we could do what we want. And avdus means we're forced to do what we don't want. Chayrus is something very deep. It's something very, very essential from within. And that is, a person has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows that there is nothing around him that could take hold of him. He lives with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. He is not mishubid to the difficulties, to the daily things that drag him down. So avodim oyinu, we actually fell into the avdus. If we would have been avodim, yet be free in Mitzrayim, to learn, to daven, to be a perfect Yid in Mitzrayim, then this wouldn't be called Avdus. And therefore it's Maschil Bignus that the Avdus took hold of us. It is us who let Avdus take hold of us. We are able to be free, not to be chained to Avdus. It's Moyudik. Yes, I see everyone smiling, Baruch Hashem. It's a beautiful pshat. Unbelievable. Yes, we are chained by all the difficulties around us. But we are capable of freeing ourselves by not letting it affect us. That's called chayrus. Now let us go back to the matzah. The matzah is a symbol of galus, and it's also a symbol of chayrus, and it's not a stira, it's not a contradiction, because matzah represents the emunah, and emunah makes chayrus in galus. Matzah takes galus, makes a person free, even in the galus. Chayrus doesn't mean actual free to do what you want. You're freed from the shibud. You're freed from the galus around you. That's called freedom. Vayoytzi es amo Yisrael mitaycham lechayrus oilam. It's not lechayrus. It's a chayrus forever. In every situation, and in every problem, and in every generation, Klal Yisrael is able to be free in the toughest and most difficult and the most darkest of galus and situation, because they were kind emunah in the Rabbeinu Shloim. Kind emunah in the Rabbeinu Shloim. This emunah gives a person chayrus from within, to withstand and not be chained down by all the difficulty in Yisurim of a Galus. Yes, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That has nothing to do with us, because that the Ribbono Shel Olam did. Manhig, Ribbono Shel Olam has manhig the world. But we need to accept that. And we need to make us as his peoples that he is leading. Avada the Ribbono Shel Olam is manning the world. They used to say over in Lita, Ameir de Kipshat. What is the idea of Shofar? Kidei Shatam Lichuni Aleichem. The Gemara says that you should make me a king over you. It's not to make me a king. Why? Ribbono Shel Olam is a king without you. Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech Olam. Whether or not you blow a shofar or you say so. The question is he the king over you? We need to make the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's the manhig. He is the manhig. But it has to be that we follow the manhig and understand that he's the manhig. You know, Rabbi Yisrael, I was thinking, could you imagine waiting 200-something years for a Yeshua? I mean, at some point, despair sets in. Ribbono Shel Olam took a nation and asks of it for hundreds of years to have to survive and to not fall and not to be misyayish. We live in a gullus now. When we talk about Geula, so many years of suffering. How? How could you ask that of a peoples? And the answer is the Eibishter gave us a matona. He gave us emuna. Probably a guy can never understand this. But we as Jewish people, this is part of who we are. That we are able to have true emuna, and that emuna is our survival throughout all the gullus and all the torture and oppression. The emuna, Klal Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, emuna, 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 that is our survival mechanism. And this emuna needs to be cultivated and needs to be worked on. And this is what Pesach is for. Pesach is to teach us. The matzah is gullus. No, the matzah is geula. It's not separate. It's not a separate thing. In the gullus, a person could have geula, the matzah, emuna. Emuna is the matana, the present, on how to make from galus geula. You know, every morning we say, Shaloi Osani Ovid, we make a bracha. Tell me, we know Vavodim today, what kind of an Evid? It's possible, it's a bracha, it's not relevant today. And the answer is, it is relevant. Because we could be Avodim. We could be Avodim to all the difficulties and all the packages that we carry in Golus. Yet we also have the ability through Emuna to have Cheirus Olam, everlasting, that it doesn't take hold of us. It doesn't have a shlita over us. I'd like to share with the Olam a beautiful Chassam Sofer, beautiful. Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam before he begins his shlichus to redeem Klal Yisrael as the Goyel, as the leader. He asked the Ribbono Shel Olam in Parshas Shmos, when Klal Yisrael will ask me, Mashmei, what is your name? Who are you? What I come and say, Hashem, who, what, when, where? What do I tell them? So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, tell them, Eheye, Asher Eheye. I will be Asher, that I will be. Cryptic. What does it mean? Says the Chassam Sofer, Heru li b'chaloim. He had a dream. Mayurdik Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, what does it mean? I had a dream. Heru li b'chaloim. Sefer Echot Shechiber Ramban. A Sefer from the Ramban, and it's written there, the Pshat of Eya Asher Eya, the message that he was supposed to tell Klal Yisrael. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling him, Eya Im Mi She'eya. I'll be with the one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm Eya Im Mi She'eya, that I'm with him. If you take me, I'll be there with you. Ritzaynai, mi shemiyachid kol maisa l'shmi levad, imoisa eya. Al das, says the Chassam Sefer, ani ledoidi, vidoidi li. Pesach by night, we say, shir hashirim. Pesach by night after the Seder, there's a minute to say shir hashirim. What is the theme of shir hashirim? Ani ledoidi, vidoidi li. It's joint. That if you take the Eibishter will take you. And that's how you'll survive the Galus, says the Chassam Sofer. The lesson of Emunah is, I'm going to be with the person that is going to be with me. It's Yadua, the Nefesh HaChayim writes, Shar Gimel Perik Yibeis, Skula Nifla, a skula. To be mevatel, to stop all the bad, all the difficulties around the person, that they shouldn't take hold of him and it should go away. Kshadam kaveya belimoy lemoir, he's kaveya beliboy to say, Haloi Hashem, hu alikim wa amiti, ve'ein oid mulvado yizborach koyach ba'oilam v'chol ha'ilam is klau. And if a person thinks this, his battle, mi alav, kalakaychiz, veretzainis shebe'aylam, shleyuchalif al shum dover klal. And that's Eya Asher Eya that the Chassam Sofer is saying, herali b'chaloim. This is the amuna that Mitzrayim was supposed to bring out. The Rebbeinu Shalom is with me. And because I believe fully, and I take that with me in my heart, there was Geulas Mitzrayim. That brought about the Geula. There's a beautiful Beis Halevi. You know, we have four cups of wine. After we pour the fourth cup, we go to the door, and we open the door, and we say, Shvoi Chamoscha Lagoyim. Says the Ramah, why are we opening the door? To show we're not afraid of anything. Leil Shimurim, it's a night that's completely protected. Now understand, there was many a year that Klal Yisrael had to be locked up when they did Pesach Seders. It was dangerous. It was something that they had to do in hiding, yet they always opened the door. To symbolize, says the Ramah, Emuna, that it's a Leil Shimurim. And this Leil Shimurim is going to bring Mashiach. This is going to be the Emuna that's going to take us out. Don't forget the fourth cup is, it's supposed to be a remembrance of Yemois HaMashiach, the last Gullus, the fourth Gullus. We're going to get out of the Gullus, Emuna. Says the Beis HaLevi, so why the fourth cup? Let's do it in the first cup. Let's open the door for the entire Seder. And the answer is, because the Gemara says that zugais, if you have twos, cause mazikim. We're pouring the fourth cup. The fourth cup, the Gemara asks, how could you do it? It's dangerous. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's why we open the door. Dangerous? We're not afraid of nothing. The Pesach Seder, at the end of it, at the culmination of the Seder, a Yid has to feel, I'm not afraid. So when we pour the fourth cup, which is a guarantee for Mazikim, today we don't have this concept so much, Mazikim, but the Gemara addresses the Mazikim, the four, the Zugais, and the answer is, we're not afraid. Because tonight, the Jew is Einoid Molvadei with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and nothing, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, Shum Kaya Ba'olam, there's no power in the world that could have any effect on the person. You know, there's a beautiful Sfas Emes. What is Shabbos HaGadol? So it's the day that the nest, that they took the sheep. So do the day. Why Shabbos? It happened to have been at that year in Mitzrayim, it happened on Shabbos. But it was Yud. On the calendar, it was Yud. So every Yontif is not on the day that of the week that it happened. It's always on what? It's always on the day of the calendar. So if it's Yud, do it Yud. It doesn't have to be Shabbos. Many terutzim have been said. The Yeshurim of the Yeshiva, we are Marich, of course, to give different terutzim to this Kasha. Sfas Emes. Tafrei Shlamet Beis. Shabbos in Gullus brings out what Pesach is all about. No matter how much Gullus we went through, we always turn to Shabbos as Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Shalom created the world. No matter how much difficulty and how much nisyonis we keep the Shabbos, because we know Hashem created, and that is, he says, is Pesach. In Gullus, to keep the Shabbos. That Shabbos HaGadol becomes part of Pesach. What we have emunah in Gullus, which is our redemption, is through the keeping of the Shabbos as well. So we begin the Pesach with the Shabbos, the emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. I want to tell you something interesting, Rabbi Yisai. How it's so interesting how Maror, there's no Haseva. Hagam, it's a machlaikis. If you did do Haseva by Maror, if it's a problem, if you're not Yaitza, that's for Halacha Shir one day. Okay? Matzah definitely needs a Haseva. Correct? Yeah? Matzah needs a Haseva. So when you take the Kairach and you eat the Maror and the Matzah, so should you do a Haseva? Something's wrong here, right? It's a maror and a seva. And the answer is, the maror with the matzah is cheiros. The maror with the emunah is cheiros. That's the point of the night of the Seder. Ani, we have our difficulties. But we have something very special. Nothing could drag us down because we live with the Eibishter. And the Eibishter protects us. He's manig, and we know this, and we live with this. This is the freedom that nothing could get to us. And the Goyim can't swallow this. The Goyim can't take, they can't knock us down. Because we live with the Eibishter. It doesn't work. No matter what they try, it just doesn't work. I remember many years ago, I had a conversation with my Bubby, Allah Shalom, Rebbetzin Walkin. I said, Bubby, how did you survive the Holocaust? I don't understand it. I don't understand. It doesn't. She said to me something which I think about all the time. She said, Arale, we sind doch Yidden. We're Jews. We are Maminim b'nei Maminim. Nothing could shatter Emunah. Emunah, all the difficulties. Mein Tatat mir ausgelernt. That's what she told me. My father used to tell us and teach us. We're in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Margim v'tzayim besa. Tomorrow will be a better day. Simple, yet speaks volumes. So much depth in the simplicity. And that's the neshamim of every Yid. trust in the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Emunah and bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Emunah and bitachon. There's a story from the Kapishin Serebin. With this I'll end, because this speaks so much about how a Jew, in a world of chaos, in a world of worry and fear and difficulty, and everybody goes to sleep at night and he has the things in his heart that really, really are weighing down on him. Yet with emunah and bitachin, you're able to free yourself and live chayrus, an inner chayrus. This story speaks volumes. I heard it many years ago, and I always think about it. Heilige Kapishin Serebbe, Zeche Tzadik Levroche. In Vienna, the Nazis, they rounded up the Rebbes and the Yidden, and to belittle and degrade the Rebbe, they forced him to mop the streets, the pavements. And this was a way of degrading a Rebbe. You should sit there to mop the sidewalks of Austria. The Rebbe took the mop, and he's mopping the floor, and he's singing and humming beautiful Hasidic Nigunim as he's doing this. Hasidim around him said, Rebbe, how could you do it? How are you able to muster such, for lack of a better term, after such a freedom that they shouldn't get to you, that it shouldn't weigh you down and break you? Look what they're doing, the great Rebbes. You're sitting on Mamish, mopping the floor. He responded, they think that I'm mopping the floors of Vienna. Little do they know, and I'm going to say it first in Yiddish and then repeat it in English. Little do they know, as ich putz the Rebbeinu Shleilam Sheina Welt, I'm making beautiful the Rebbeinu Shleilam's beautiful world. The frame of mind to not be affected by the shibud around him, and to be able to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Rebbeinu Shleilam, this is your world, and I'm a Yid, and I'm your son. They think that it's shibud, but it's chayrus, because I'm not afflicted, I'm not mishubit, I'm free, because within they can't steal and take my neshama. They can't take my feelings and my love that they can never vanquish, that they can never steal from me. I'm truly a free person. I might be physically mishubit, but inside, pnimius, the inner, my soul is free because it doesn't affect me, everything. Meir v'raboisai, I give you this bracha. Pesach, internalize the Rebbeinu Shlom's manhig. Every step we take and every thought we have, Rebbeinu Shloilam is directing it from above. And as long as you live with the Rebbeinu Shloilam, and with this I yesoid that he is the manhig, all evil and all difficulty will vanish by itself. It's a school of Reb Chaim Volozhin. And that was the Avtoch of Eye Asher Eye, with the matzah. Oni Shebi Yisrael. You have parnosa problems. Oni Shebi Yisrael has parnosa problems. Whatever problem you can have, you're eating the matzah, which is a problem. It's lachm anya diachol avasona barad. No, it's also lechem cherus. It's lechem, that emuna, that a person's free. I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful Chag Kosher v'Sameach, happiness, happiness, Sameach, happiness, for you and your entire family.
just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.